rain is falling, full of memories of people and places. And while the past is calling, in my fantasy, I remember their faces. The hopes we had were much too high, way out of reach, but we had to try.
The game will never be over, because we're keeping the dream alive.
I hear myself recall said to me, the night it all started, and still the rain is falling, makes me feel the way I felt when we parted. The hopes we had were much too high, way out of reach.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's Paul Hopkins. I think I'm on the 6th of December now for my little whatchamacallit advent calendar, audio advent 2016, hashtag audio advent and hashtag my event, my advent calendar. It's Keeping the Dream Alive, written by ELO, wasn't it? And train announcing its presence.
Milton Keynes Central.
Because I'm on my way down to London for a little sneaky Wednesday evening to see Claire. That was Keeping the Dream Alive, originally by ELO, but this is the Gareth Malone Christmas album I can't get enough of at the moment, A Great British Christmas. Feeling more and more festive as the we get nearer and nearer to the fat man coming down the chimney. That'd be Santa Claus then. This is good. I'm going to turn that down for a second because I want to. Oh, there you go. Should already finished. We'll play it again in a minute. Good thing about this Christmas album is that Gareth Malone has had the kind of idea, I reckon, of just not doing all Christmassy Christmas songs, so the album can last into the year a little bit. One of those songs, which was, as I said, Keeping the Dream Alive. I really enjoyed it, actually. That includes Birmingham Community Gospel Choir and some girls' school and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, I think. What was I going to talk about today? I'm not really sure, to be quite honest. I think almost it kind of I'm thinking a lot about this idea that we should do more for Christmas than just like something on Facebook or whatever, and I've seen a bit more of that today, you know, the posting of things where you post it and then you say, oh, you know, you're not my friend if you don't post this sort of thing. It's what someone called it vacuous slacktivism. So that will be the title of my advent calendar, vacuous slacktivism. So vacuous, it's just worthless and stupid, really, a bit pointless. Slacktivism, yeah, just like I'm an activism, I'm going to be active about something, but I'm slack because, yeah, I'm only going to say it on Facebook and threaten my friends with, you know, sanctions, such of unfriending. You're no friend of mine if you don't repost this post. I think there are some worthy. But write your own at the very least. And I thought maybe we've become so poor at making the connection between the need to agree with something and the need to actually do something, and maybe in the middle you've got to start by writing your own stuff at the very least. Don't know, but I've got to think about what I'm going to go and do, you know, in terms of Christmas. Got Christmas plans for this year, but what can I do? I'm going to think about it and I'll let you know whether I give money to something or whether I give a little bit of time to something, or whether I And that, in a way, contradicts what I was saying yesterday about not letting your left hand know what your right hand's doing. So I won't give you lots of detail, but maybe I'll record something from somewhere. Or I don't know. We'll see. We shall see. but yeah, a bit of Christmas kindness is what we need. Keeping the dream alive. So yeah, I will speak soon. While I'm on my way, Milton Keynes, I think that was, to London, and then across London to Kent, and I will do something probably tomorrow morning there for the 7th, which is today, and then the 8th. Hopefully I'll catch up. I'm trying to, but yeah, for now I will speak to you soon. I should just mention that I have just enjoyed my first bit of turkey Christmas for the year, but it came in the form of a sandwich, a turkey feast on Virgin Trains. Lovely. Speak in a bit. Enjoy.
I remember their faces. I love you.